Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is another remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and maybe I shouldn't say another remote edition because it just sounds so normal, whereas this is a little different. This show is something we did in collaboration with The Green Space, which is New York Public Radio's ground floor performance studio. It's right there in the building where our main studios are in Lower Manhattan. And it's normally a hoppin' place with live music and panels and events. But now, of course, it's shuttered. And our New Sounds Live concert series, which we would also be starting around this time of year, is also in limbo. So we all got together a couple of weeks ago, digitally, of course, to do an event with our old friends Ethel, the New York-based string quartet that for over 20 years has been creating surprising new ways of making music with two violins, viola, and cello. Now, this was appropriate not only because Ethel is, or are, great players and lots of fun, but also because Ethel was the first group ever to play live in the Green Space back when it opened in 2008, on one of our shows, naturally. So today, we'll present some highlights from that event, featuring performances of music that you will know, and some pieces I'm pretty sure you'll be hearing for the first time. Starting us off, the members of Ethel, violinists Corey Lee and Kip Jones, violist Ralph Farris, and cellist Dorothy Lawson, are going to play a piece by Brooklyn's own Dan Friel. It's called Valedictorian. Thank you. There you have it, announcing themselves with a tank of a piece called Valedictorian from Dan Friel. Kip, you did this arrangement, right?
I did.
Now, Dan is known as, like, he's well known on the noise scene here in New York, but when you strip away the distortion, you find the guy has an incredible ear for melody.
For sure, for sure. I mean, and his, you know, his records are one great tune after another, yeah. And then they're layered on top with this orchestration of, I mean, I suppose one might call it noise and somebody else might call it like a radical loudnessing of the entire harmonic series all at once. You know, like right. It just doesn't matter how high the overtones go up. It's just like, let's take them all. So, you know, the violin is like that. You can bring the bow a little bit closer to the bridge and start bringing those harmonics into play. And you know, we're a good fit for this kind of music to begin with. And we love Dan. So it often sits as a closer for us, but it's nice to open with it for a change.
Yeah. And Dan's a neighbor. So I wanted to get that in there right away. So Dorothy, what's it been like? I mean, first of all, just on a practical level, for the four of you to continue to try making music. For example, how did you do that Dan Friel video?
Each of us set ourselves up in our own homes with a consistent visual range. We all had videographers on hand and people who helped us capture our own playing in a free form. This was described in advance by Kip, who has been our editor in chief, like mm-hmm. all year through the entire pandemic. And he had a vision. He had a vision for this, this monumental, you know, event. It worked. It worked great. It was just random enough that having four amateur videographers just playing with the stuff, you know, came together. It was really fun.
So Ben, when you say videographer, you basically mean family and friends pressed into service.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So the four of you have been artists in residence at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. In a very specific, Dorothy, a very specific part of the museum, right?
During regular hours and operations, we have been now for about 7 years, in fact, the artists in residence on the balcony bar in the Great Hall. So when you first enter the museum up the magnificent, cascading staircase,
right.
You enter into a tremendous atrium, and on Friday and Saturday nights between 5 p.m. and 8, you would hear music, live music, which was being performed over your head on the grand balcony. We have performed there ourselves weekly, but we've also curated the events so that friends and magnificent artists we know, mostly based in New York City, have come and joined us and performed their own and built their own audiences. It's been just a beautiful setting for us. You know, we get to visit with the visitors. We get to introduce ourselves personally and make friends. It's been amazing.
And some of what we're hearing tonight are pieces that come from that residency that's been going on for many years, and which I'm sure the four of you are eager to return to at some point sooner rather than later. Corey, tell me about this next piece that we're going to hear. It's part of a larger work called Vigil by a remarkable New York-based, but I believe she's originally from Lebanon, a violinist and composer, Lyall Shaker.
Yeah, Lyall is a really unique violinist and composer. This is, I believe, her first quartet, and there's four movements. This is the last one. And it's really emotionally driven, especially this last movement. There's a little bit of anger, a lot of passion, but in, you know, other movements, there's beauty, timelessness. In this particular movement, there's lots of rhythmic actions, and she's really introduced a lot of different colors to us as well, specifically to Kip and me, in terms, because she's a violinist, so she shares, you know, how to play her techniques and all that stuff. So it's been really great working with her, and she's also just a really great human being. So
Now, Ralph, this piece, Corey says it's got a lot of passion, a lot of emotion in it. It's based on a poem by Warshan Shire, the English poet, who in this country, I guess, became suddenly well-known when Beyoncé used a bunch of her poems in Lemonade, I believe. But this poem is really an extraordinary one. You know, the image of a woman holding an atlas in her lap and asking, where does it hurt? And the answer is everywhere. Yeah. Did Layal give you the text to put you in the mindset of this piece?
Yes, and I'm going to pull this up because the text is actually in the front page of her score. I remember reading this text when we're there in the room with her. We're in Dorothy's house at this point, and we've got, again, cameras set up everywhere and microphones everywhere, and we're reading this, and we're just coming to get to know this music with her, and reading this poem and just being devastated by it. And then Layal, I think I don't want to put words into her mouth, so I'm just going to read what she wrote at the end of the poem. She presents this poem in the score, and again, just speechless from that. And then below that, her own words after that: for anger to fuel resilience, reaction to blossom into lasting action, incomprehension into introspection and reflection, for apathy to become vigilance. I can't possibly understand the history she comes from, but as a young person growing up in Lebanon, she went through so much pain and strife, and she's known war her whole life. And this poem obviously really resonated for her and me in the way my worldview, this poem and then her words around it really resonated for me in a way that caused me to think, wow, I've been so privileged in my life and that I haven't seen these things. Nowadays, I don't know what I'm seeing, and I don't know if I'm understanding this even more, but I was really relating to it perhaps more in an empathetic place than a place of, yeah, I've been there. But now I'm wondering if I've been there. I don't know what I'm looking at now in my experience of the world, but so painful, so powerful. She is so mighty in her resolve and her voice that she puts forward, and it's just such an honor to work with her.
Well, it's a beautiful piece. This is the fourth part of it. It's called Vigil, and let's watch this performance from Ethel of music by Layal Shakir. Thank you. Ethel and guest violinist Lyle Chocker. It's her piece, Vigil, Part 4. And once again, the members of Ethel, my guests in this special New Sounds Live presentation from the virtual green space at New York Public Radio. Dorothy, we're going to wrap up with a collaboration that has been sort of a constant. I mean, Ethel has been a serial collaborator over the past 20 years or so, but Todd Rundgren is someone that you have worked with for a very long time. Tell us how that first started.
Oh gosh, oh wow. It was actually through the genius of Joe's Pub. In those days, Bill Bragan.
Right.
It was a summer concert that they were presenting with Todd Rundgren and Joe Jackson, who had done a performance at the Public Theater of Todd's like two-man show, apparently, and formed quite a good friendship. And the people at the Public in their summer series wanted them to do a rock concert together. And Bill Bragan, out of his own funky needs to spice it up a little, you know, change up the combination, said, and how about an opening act of a string quartet? And, you know, like you do, right, in New York City. And Todd Rundgren didn't know us, but he checked with Joe Jackson. And Joe had known us already for, you know, 4 or 5 years or something, because we had done one of his albums. One of our original violinists, Mary Rell, was a longtime collaborator of Joe Jackson's. So we had some background there. Joe vouched for us, and Todd thought that was good enough.
Mm-hmm. And it's obviously, Ralph, a collaboration that works well for both sides, not just in terms of recasting familiar songs, but, you know, it's just, it takes you into another musical world, really.
Yeah, Todd has got such an amazing catalog, and he's always reinventing. And he's been at the forefront of popular music, of rock and roll, of real just big musical thinking for, you know, since the 60s. He's absolutely awesome, and he's super fun. He's so sweet. He's a dear friend of ours, and he's been so kind and so supportive. And he's invited us to stage to back him, to be with us, to be with him. We've invited him to stage. We've done feature tours with him. We've opened for him. He's really just an ongoing dear friend, collaborator, and such a treat to build this virtual piece with him of this classic that everyone knows and loves. And I think this video, which was developed, produced, designed by our own Kip Jones, is just magic fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
Kip, where is Todd during the making of this?
Well, during the making, he was in some room of his house with a green screen behind him. Uh-huh. And, you know, thank God that he owned a green screen and was, you know, willing to just shoot the thing in front of it. You know, but he went out on some walks and brought his tripod and camera and shot some gorgeous B-roll of where he lives. And, you know, he lives in this absurdly, you know, beautiful perch.
Oh, we're talking Hawaii, right?
We're talking Hawaii. Yeah. I'm sorry. He lives in Hawaii.
So he's in Hawaii, Corey's in California, Dorothy's in South Carolina, Ralph and you are in different boroughs of New York, and it all comes together in this performance of Todd Rundgren's classic song, I Saw the Light. We'll use this to wrap up this this New Sounds Live Green Space collaboration with Ethel. And to the four of you, it's always fun, even when we can't all be in the same room at the same time. Great to see the four of you, and I hope we do get to see each other in real life soon.
John, absolutely. We're so grateful to you. We absolutely. Love you. We love you your so listeners. Much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Here's Todd Rundgren and Ethel with I Saw the Light.
Late last night, I was feeling something wasn't right. There was not another soul inside, only you, only you. So we walked along. Oh, I knew that there was something wrong, and a feeling hit me oh so strong about you. I saw the light in your eyes, in your eyes. Oh, we had our flame. I just never would suspect a thing till that little bell began to ring.
That is Todd Rundgren and Ethel with a virtual live performance of I Saw the Light. These pieces were all taken from an hour-long show that we did with, but not actually in, the Green Space, New York Public Radio's ground floor performance studio. That means the whole thing was videotaped as well, so you can watch all of the music and talk at thegreenspace.org. Thanks to our technical director, Irene Trudell, producer Karen Havlick, and video editor David McLean. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you for listening to this Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org.